Blog Talk Radio.
Davidson, a big tattoo, lots of stuff. It's Norm at Night, first thing everybody. The big fat left-hander man was just rip-roaring tired last Tuesday night. And to be perfectly honest, I sat here waiting for the show to start, and somehow I dozed off. I woke up about 11:45. And I just missed the thing. For those of you who tuned in last week and were listening to Norm, you didn't hear anything, and I'm sorry. So, what should we talk about today? Well, we got a few things to talk about today. First of all, Tiger Woods is playing golf this weekend. The Masters, Augusta. It's going to be very interesting. Personally, I could care less about Tiger Woods. Or, you know, the man tried to make himself out to be an angel, and the fact is none of us are angels, folks. Not one of us. You want to call in, however, and tell me what an angel you are or what a scumbucket you are, I really don't mind. You can always give us a call at 347-945-6713. That's the call-in number for the Norm at Night Show, 347-945-6713. We're keeping it real right here from Cat Harpin, Virginia. I am feeling real peachy creamy tonight. For those of you who are interested, you can call Norm on his Skype phone number from any phone in the world. The number is 410-773-9941. That's calling Normie on his Skype. You call from anywhere, you'll come right in. But the call-in number for the show tonight, as always, 347-945-6713. Oh, so how do you think the Republican National Chairman, Mr. Steele, is feeling right now? I guess he's feeling the heat. If it gets much hotter, that Steele just might melt. You know, maybe Tiger Woods should become a Republican. Or maybe he already is a Republican, because after all, they're going to the sex clubs, and that seems to be Tiger's problem. Oh, wait. Tiger probably made an act of contrition and needs to avoid the near occasion of sin. So I guess if he was a member of the Republican National Committee, he would have to skip the meetings, because you never know when they're going to be had in a sex club. Oh, I guess I've just yanked this to smithereens, haven't I? Oh, well, Mr. Steele, not a whole lot you can do about it. You're on the Norm at Night Show. Uh-oh, I somehow hit the tweeted button. So I guess I'm going to have to sign in to Twitter or Twitter. If you want to follow Norm on Twitter, the username is nconstantine, and you can follow me on Twitter. I'm trying to sign in here, and I think I stay on the show when I do. I'm not 100% positive about it yet. Join me live. Join me live on the Norm at Night Show, 347-945-6713. We'll go back to my tweets later, I'm sure. Uh-oh, I'm starting to have trouble finding my dashboard. I hope you're listening to me. There we go. There's the switchboard. Still no calls into the Norm and Knight Show. We have been talking about the Republican National Chairman and his problems with the sex club scandal. Oh, well, maybe Tiger will give him a couple of mil. Anyway, that's just being rotten. You know what? It is. It is. It is. If you want to defend Mr. Steele and the Republicans, give us a call, 347-945-6713. Or come into the chat room. You know, I'm going to go take a look. Excuse me. There's nobody in the Norm at Night chat room. It looks like I'm in a user slump. Come on, everybody out there. Give me a call. Why does no one call? The West Coast. Welcome to the Norm and Knight Show.
Oh, I was getting tired of your singing, so I thought I'd call in.
Hey, yay. How are you?
Pretty good. I missed you last week. What the hell happened?
Oh, you missed the start of the show then tonight, too. Well, what happened was I really was dog-ripped tired, and I was sitting here waiting for – they don't let you connect until 5 minutes before the show starts now, because it's getting real popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, I'm sitting here at 10:45, and the next thing I knew, it was 10:45. I fell asleep.
Oh, that's not a good
feeling.
Yeah, it
was so embarrassing.
I imagine.
I just had been everywhere. Well, we were just talking about Larry. Wait a minute. I always forget Steele's first name.
Michael Steele.
Michael Steele. That's it.
Yeah,
Tiger Woods was probably going to join the Republican National Committee because they have their meetings at sex clubs.
Hey, that works for me. If they had had that years ago, I would have been a Republican.
You'd have been a Republican, too. Half the country would have been Republican. You know, you heard that. I don't know if I should tell this on the air. I mean, this is supposed to be it's my Tiger Woods joke.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do it. You know, Tiger, he's only got one sponsor left. The Viagra company, they're putting out a new product. They call it Tiagra.
Oh.
Yeah, one shot, you're good for 18 holes.
Okay. Yeah, I you know, it's weird. You know, I watch, like, CNBC from, you know, 6 in the morning till I think I turn it off around 4 or 5. I don't I'm not watching it, but it's always on, right? And,
right.
You know, and like, you know, they interrupt my business news with Tiger Woods. And it's like the dominant news story for the whole thing. It's like, what the hell do I care? You know, I'm watching,
got something.
What
I
does
got,
this have to do with my market, man, you know?
Hey. They say crash and burn on the Tiger Woods joke. They don't like my joke.
Oh, really? Well, you know.
Hey, come on there, Buffett. Number 347-945-6713 is the number. You want to trash me? Trash me on the air.
Yeah, you know. So, this is the thing. The guy is an athlete on the road. Now, sex with women in hotels, I mean, that's a fringe benefit. At least that's the way I've always looked at it, you know?
Yeah, well, I've never been an athlete on the road.
Well, none of us have, but on the other hand, it's like, you know, now he has to go to rehabilitation? This is a disability? This is nuts.
Well, I don't know. You know, I've never been a Tiger Woods fan. And, you know, he was always Mr. Superman, and usually when somebody's a Mr. Superman, there's kryptonite laying around everywhere, and usually that kryptonite comes in the form of the sexual attraction of your choice.
Either that or gonorrhea, one of the other.
Yeah, well, anyway, hey, a big day in the life of Norm at Night.
What's that?
I got an iPad today.
Holy God.
Yes, I did.
Oh my God. I hate to say this. I was just criticizing Apple, maybe about 4 or 5 hours ago.
And who were you criticizing them to?
Well, there was this guy that was shorting Apple stock. It's at, 230-something. And I said, no, it's going to go to $300. And he says, why? I said, if people are stupid enough to buy those overpriced products, they're stupid enough to bid the price up to $300.
Hey, actually, I just got a joke.
I know.
I just got another joke in the chat room, man. Nike's new motto? Nike's new motto?
Mm.
Just do me.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Oh, here's another joke coming in out of the chat room. What's the difference between Tiger Woods and Santa Claus?
I don't know.
I don't either. I'm waiting for the punchline. Don't do this to me there, Chatty.
Yeah, don't leave us hanging, dude.
Anyway, while we're waiting for the punchline... It's a gift that keeps on getting. Oh. Was it a movie Tiger Woods and Santa Claus?
What?
Santa stopped at three hoes.
Hmm.
I don't quite get it.
Yeah, that's a little obtuse. Maybe
a little obtuse. That's a triangle in my world.
Yeah, well...
Obtuse is a triangle. Hey, we got four lines open here. 347-945-6712. Let's talk about the iPad. Norm at Night has an iPad. Actually, school bought it, but okay.
Yeah, well, you know. Could have been worse.
Actually, they were going to provide X number of dollars for the purchase of it. And I added a few extras.
Okay, so is it so easy a caveman can do it?
Yeah, it's so easy a caveman can do it. It's so easy Norm can do it.
There you go.
Hey, you know, seriously, it is a pretty cool presentation tool.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I mean, you know, what I've seen anyway, you know.
I'm sure it's going to get, you know, fancier and cooler and all that other kind of stuff. But, you know, Saturday I was looking at it and I kept saying, you know, I should do this. And, well, today I did it. I went to the Apple store, and I got myself an iPad.
Uh-huh. So what did that cost?
Well.
It's all about the cost.
Final price, including tax, because I forgot the stupid tax much of a digger form, was $793.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming it does.
So it was about, I guess a tech, $35.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple attachments so that I can connect it to the projectors to use it as a presentation tool. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, there's some big, I can't believe I did it. There's some big donor that's real Mac. What's going on here? Son of a gun. I clicked the chat window twice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you turn it
off?
Hey,
what's the difference between a car and a golf ball?
Mm.
Tiger can drive a golf ball 400 yards.
Mm.
That's
yeah.
funny. Because he hit the post in the driveway. That's what started this whole thing.
Yeah, there were a bunch of Tiger jokes, but I can't actually.
I can't remember
any of them at the moment.
One, Peta people are going to be attacking Norm at night.
Mm-hmm.
What does Tiger Woods have in common with a baby seal?
I know it has something to do with clubs.
They've both been clubbed by a Norwegian.
Yeah.
All right, enough of this. Enough of this Tiger Woods stuff. I want to talk about iPads. I want to talk about Michael Steele.
Mm. Well, that's...
It's hilarious.
Do you think he should resign?
Well, I don't know. What do you think? You think Michael Steele should resign, people? Give us a call, 347-945-6713. It's the Norm at Night dial-in number tonight. I got a West Coast caller here. I got a Buffnet lover on the chat room. You know, gosh, because
yeah,
I fell asleep.
I don't want Steele to resign because... you know, he's providing a good deal of amusement. I'm entertained, and as long as he entertains me, he can stay where he is, you know.
Excuse me. He really is a nice man. I've actually met him.
Oh, okay.
When he was lieutenant governor, he came to one of the school open houses I was working at and was touring with his son. You know, I got to say one thing. What was the governor's name? Bob. Oh, I can't remember it right now. Bob. What was his name? But he redid the whole motor vehicle office in the state of Maryland and actually made it respectable. You could even renew your driver's license by computer now.
Mm-hmm.
You take a picture of yourself and send it to them, and they send you your drive.
Well, that's even more sophisticated than what we have, because, I've been renewing mine online for probably the last 10, 15 years, but I did have to go because they figured I probably changed a little bit over 12 years. So I
right, but no, I'm almost positive you can send your picture in right over the computer in Maryland.
Oh, man, that's pretty, yeah. Because you could do it, you could send a picture of Brad Pitt over there. Or, you know,
yeah, but I'm sure, you know, they can do a photo match on whichever picture was there, you know, your skeleton doesn't change.
Oh, come on. You don't really think they do that.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't.
in the Orwellian world, the one we're slowly getting to.
Well, what I'm wondering is, every state in the union, have they passed laws that you got to be a citizen to get a driver's license yet?
Well, I think that's a good idea, but.
But why?
Well, citizens are more likely to know the laws. Do you think so?
Well, if you're going to drive a car into a building, I think you should have a license.
Yeah, well, on the other hand, let's just say that, you know, driving is a privilege that the state...
I guess.
The state grants the privileges to citizens. Now, some things
owning a gun is
a right, and then the others are privileges. Yeah. But
they're driving cars to.
But you have to be a citizen to participate in all of the things that we do.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you know, we're just saying that these are some basic rules, you know. I mean, you couldn't live in Rome, and you know, if you are Roman, you're wonderful, you know, you're in the club, and you live by the rules of Rome. Everyone else was, you know, probably a slave, and you didn't have a whole lot going for you, but you know, until you got your freedom.
Well, you know, hey. That just don't ask me why I'm going. Hey, guest 7629, welcome to the Norman Knight Show. We hope you got something to contribute. It was 90 degrees today in Washington.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, it was I had to go turn the air conditioner off because you know, it's not, you know, the temperature's dropping fast. It still gets cool at night.
Yeah,
you
I,
know,
don't,
but,
I don't think, I think we were maybe in the high 60s at the most.
That must be wonderful.
And we're, oh yeah, you know, I have to wear a jacket and everything.
How warm does it get there in the summer?
We can be in, we have, a period of a few weeks where we'll be over 100. I mean, you know, way.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I said no more Tiger jokes, but a guest has come in with a good one here. Tiger Woods allegedly had 9 mistresses. Stay tuned for the back nine. Poor Tiger.
Yeah, you know.
Does anybody know? Is he divorcing his wife?
I don't know. It depends. Who knows?
Or she divorced him, or what's the scoop?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not, you know, it's not like,
I don't
even give a rat's ass if my neighbors get divorced. Why should I care about him? You know? I don't give a rat's ass. I'm trying to be nice and say I don't give a shit. And then I say...
Oh, my God. Ellen Nordegren got hired today as a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
She's teaching Phil Mickelson how to beat Tiger.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, I hope it includes, I don't know what that... Sex therapy, who knows?
I know.
Vanilla.
Hey, enough
candles.
Tiger Woods. How many people out there have, iPads? Am I the only one?
You could be. Oh,
you know,
sure there's about 10,000 geeks in New York who have them because they've been standing in line all weekend.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I went and got my... Oh, I got another call coming
there
in here.
Go. Press that button. Don't let them...
Go ahead, you're on the storm.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about iPads.
No, you're talking about iPads. Nobody else is interested in iPads.
Hey, 301, are you talking about iPads?
I see here that a lot of people are joking about Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
we got a lot of jokes about Tiger Woods.
The funny thing is he's going to win the Masters.
That could be.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's another one. Tiger crashed into a fire hydrant in a tree. He couldn't decide between an iron or a wood.
Yeah, that's a nice clean one.
Did you hear about Tiger's last outing? He drove into a tree, then ended up with a bad lie.
Do any of us here play golf? I stopped when I was around maybe 12 or 13 years old.
I play once in a while, but not with any.
When's the last time?
It was a lot of
golf.
Fun.
When's the last time you swung a golf club?
When I was in Hamburg with my brother-in-law and the Ford worker.
How about Donovan McNabb going to the Redskins?
Oh.
How about Donovan McNabb going to the Redskins?
That's a huge mistake.
For the Redskins or for Donovan McNabb?
For Philadelphia.
I'm sorry.
I watch Kolb. Kolb is not going to... No way Kolb is going to do what McNabb does.
McNabb sucks.
Bullshit.
Hey, it doesn't matter that he sucked. All we had to give up was a second and third round draft pick.
He's a very intense player, and he knew how to win games.
Yeah, except for championships.
Well, whatever. He gets you.
I think Buffalo knows all about that.
Yeah.
No, Buffalo won the championships. They didn't win the Super Bowls.
Donovan McNabb got to the Super Bowl.
Once.
Oh, my.
Did you see the Sabres clinch the division?
Did they finally win a game?
Well, they clinched a while ago, but...
They've been doing quite well.
Right, I know, but they had to win one more game to clinch that third spot where, you know... I don't understand why they go through all this stuff. Why don't they just... To top eight, whatever order they come in.
What do you mean? The best team should get to play the worst team.
Right,
yeah,
but they don't.
That doesn't always
happen because you get a division where somebody wins at barely over 500.
Well, okay, yes. Well, the Sabres division used to be among the best there was. I mean, you know.
I watched the first period of the game on Sunday.
Yeah, see, I don't get much hockey out here, so, you know.
Oh, gosh, remember that first Stanley Cup series? We used to stand in bull feathers in 75?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were not.
Oh, God, well, those were the days.
The Sabres have never won the Stanley Cup, have they?
No.
They've been in the finals twice.
Oh, yeah.
They've been in the finals twice.
Yeah, there was.
75, not too long ago.
Yeah, they lost to the Stars.
Yeah, the last one was, let me think, in the 90s.
98,
remember the
one
where the puck was kicked in?
It came in off the guy's
skate, although it's all
Yeah, well, that's when the ice melted. It's when the ice, no, they've been in three times, because there was the one when the ice melted, too.
Yeah, well, they always lost under, like, very unique circumstances. And
that's true.
And people in Buffalo, I mean, they talked about that for, like, years.
Yeah, but
and I remember I went back to visit Buffalo. It was in the 90s. I can't remember the exact year. But but it seemed like it was on TV every single day, and it had happened months ago. But they kept replaying it over and over and over. They just couldn't believe they lost.
Hey, just remember, guys, we're still recording, but the show's officially done now.
Oh, my God, we hit 8:30 my time.
Yeah, 8:30 your time, 11:30 my time. And the 301 number's probably 11:32. But I do have to get up at 5, so Norm is going to call it a night.
Well, another great show. 301's calling it a night.
Hey, it was a great show. We had some call volume, and I'm going to try to figure out a way to get back into prime time. But let's take it out tonight with a little Italian music.
Un certo Pasqualino pescatore viveva in assoluta povertà, però sentiva sempre in fondo al cuore.
Anyway, I'll see you next week.
Okay, I gotta go outside. I got to pick the kids growing up.
All right.
I gotta pick it before it gets
I'm out.
Okay,
bye-bye. Sopra un grosso bastimento, la bellissima Cari, Pasqualino la guarda.